You're listening to SBS News.
Joe Biden entered the presidential contest before COVID-19, before civilians wearing masks was a thing. It was April 2019.
Everything that has made America, America is at stake. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
It followed a failed presidential bid in 1987 and another in 2007. Joe Biden's White House dreams only gained traction when he joined a historic ticket with Barack Obama.
Let me say it as simply as I can. Yes, yes, I accept your nomination to run and serve with Barack Obama, the next president of the United States of America.
He would go on to take the oath of office as vice president twice.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Joe Biden and Barack Obama enjoyed a famously close partnership.
The best vice president America's ever had, Mr. Joe Biden. This also gives the internet one last chance to talk about our bromance.
Joe Biden cried when President Obama awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom at a surprise ceremony. Weeping is familiar territory in the Biden household. In 1972, freshly elected to Congress, his young wife and daughter were killed in a car accident while he was in Washington.
It took them over 2.5 hours in the jaws of life to save my boys. My one boy was in the back seat on top of his dead sister. And my other boy was on top of his dead mother.
Joe Biden would take his oath of office in his son's hospital room and carries his experience of suffering all the way to this election. He referred to it when accepting the Democratic presidential nomination in August.
I have some idea how it feels to lose someone you love. I know that deep black hole that opens up in the middle of your chest and you feel like you're being sucked into it. I know how mean and cruel and unfair life can be sometimes.
His eldest son, Beau, a veteran and emerging politician, died from brain cancer in 2015. Joe Biden ruled out making a presidential bid in 2016, citing the family's grief. When Republican Senator John McCain was diagnosed with the same brain cancer in 2017, the former vice president comforted John McCain's TV personality daughter.
You may remember when you were a little kid, your dad took care of my Beau, and Bo talked about your dad's courage, not about illness, but about his courage.
The following year, Joe Biden read the eulogy at his friend's funeral.
I always thought of John as a brother. We had a hell of a lot of family fights.
While Republicans have acknowledged that empathy is Mr. Biden's political superpower in 2020, it was not on display in 1991 when he presided over the confirmation hearings of then Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas, who was accused of sexual harassment. Joe Biden was part of an all-white, all-male committee that questioned the accuser, a young African-American woman called Anita Hill, in acute detail on live television.
What was the most embarrassing of all the incidences that you have alleged?
And in this era, after multiple women accused him of having touched them in an inappropriate manner, he was compelled to address it on social media.
Social norms have begun to change, they've shifted, and the boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset. And I get it. I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand it. And I'll be much more mindful. That's my responsibility.
He also came under attack during the primary debates from the senator who would become his running mate. Kamala Harris chastised him for his prior policy and statements on race.
It was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country. And it was not only that, but you also worked with them to oppose busing.
Joe Biden was equally under pressure in the Democratic primaries. He came fourth in Iowa, fifth in New Hampshire. His campaign wasn't resuscitated until victory in South Carolina.
All those of you who've been knocked down, counted out, left behind, this is your campaign.
And we are very much alive.
Joe Biden ultimately became his party's choice to take on Donald Trump, the three-time failed candidate, now the 46th President of the United States. Alan Lee, SBS News.